After a heartbreaking week for English football fans, Three Lions is number one on
former digital boss Jack
Spencer has told BBC Radio 5 Live that retail chains
President Donald Trump's top economic
advisor Larry Kudlow has suffered, the doctor said.
It was always too big for
an
ask
for Kim Kardashian West, an entrepreneur, influencer, and author.
学英语的目的各种各样，每个人学英语的方式也千差万别，方法有没有效，关键在于坚持，坚持到底才是胜利。过去三年，8000多万次的播放量，60多万人次的关注，已经证明了一切。不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。下说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Wanderer. Welcome to 下说英文晨读. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about coffee. I don't know if you guys like to drink coffee or not. I do like it, and I drink it pretty much every day. I just feel like every morning you have to have that cup of coffee to wake you up from last night's sleep. But from time to time, you hear people saying coffee is bad for you.While some others might argue that coffee is actually good for your health. So in today's episode, we're going to look into the article and see if coffee is good or bad. As always, before I go deeper into the explanations, I'm going to read out the articles to you. And I highly recommend that you listen to the audio parts first before you move on to the text. As you guys probably have been made aware of, when it comes to English comprehensions, listening is way more significant. So I want you guys to listen to what I'm going to read out first. Are you ready? Let's do it! In a new observational study involving close to 20,000 individuals,People who consume at least 4 cups of coffee daily had a 64% lower risk of early death compared to those never or rarely consumed coffee. The reduction in risk was more significant once people reached the age of 45, suggesting that it may be even more beneficial to consume coffee as we get older. Coffee has also been shown to reduce the risk of many diseases,including type 2 diabetes, liver disease, Alzheimer's, and skin cancer too.
OK, 那么这个就是今天给大家带来的这个朗读部分。在今天的晨读当中呢，我们主要来看的是和咖啡有关。不知道现在在收听新闻的你到底是一个喜欢喝咖啡的人还是不喜欢喝呢？那么今天的这篇晨读新闻主要的一个核心观点就是喝咖啡其实是对我们身体有益的。那么对于哪一群人的效益更大呢？我们听完这篇新闻的讲解之后，我们就知道答案了。好，我们一起来看一下今天新闻的第一句话。
In a new observational study involving close to 20,000 individuals.
那么在一项涉及近20,000名个体的新观察性研究当中发现，
People who consume at least 4 cups of coffee daily had a 64% lower risk of early death compared to those never or rarely consume coffee.
每天饮用至少4杯咖啡的人呢，和那些没有饮用或者是很少饮用咖啡的人相比呢，早死的风险可以降低 64%。好，我们来看一下这一句话它的一个成分啊。首先我们来找一下这句话的主语。这句话的主语部分应该是 people。它的谓语部分应该是 had a 64% lower risk of early death. 那么在逗号前面的部分呢，是由介词 in 来做的引导，后面跟的是名词
a new observational study.
Observational, 我们更熟悉它的一个用法是 observation, 是它的名词用法。那么在这里变成了它的一个形容词的用法去修饰 study。注意一下介词 in 和它后面的冠词 a 形成了一个连读，我们在读的时候呢，可以把它读成 in a new observational study. 后面的 involving close to 20,000 individuals 涉及到了近20,000名个体。这里的 involving 呢是一个分词去修饰前面的名词 study. Involve 呢就等同于 include, 包含。Individual 在这里做的是名词，意思是个体，那么我们也可以替换成为 people。在发音的时候呢，我们注意一下它的重读音节是落在第三个音节上，千万不要把它读成了 individual。Individual. 好，我们再来往后面看主句的部分。主语是 people, 后面跟的是 who 定语从句引导去修饰前面是什么样的人呢 ?consume at least 4 cups of coffee daily, 那些每天至少喝四杯咖啡的人。这句话当中的 consume 这个动词呢它的意思是指消耗。如果让我们来表达这句话的意思的话我们很有可能会用 drank 这个动词。好我们再往后面看这个谓语部分。谓语部分用的是动词 had。说的是这些喝咖啡的人和不喝咖啡或者喝得很少的人相比呢他们早死的风险可以降低 64%。这里 had a lower risk, 这个用法我们可以记住未来呢如果我们想去表示什么什么有一个更低的风险我们就可以用这个用法 have a lower risk。当然 of 后面就跟的是具体是什么的风险。那么在这里去修饰 risk, 前面的这个形容词 lower, 我们也可以替代成 higher, 意思是说有更高的风险怎么样。For example, if you drink a lot of alcohol, you have a higher risk of early death, compared to those never or rarely consume alcohol. 所以我需要大家掌握的呢是这个主句的这个句型 have a lower risk of, or have a higher risk of.好的那么喝四杯咖啡的人呢他们这个早死的风险可以降低 64%。那是跟什么样的人相比呢我们来看后面的 compare to 是怎么进一步去说明的。Those never or rarely consume coffee. 在这里 compare to, 我们都知道这个用法是说 A is compared to B, 把 A 和 B 进行比较。它后面跟的 those 呢是指 those people。这里是一个省略的句型如果说我们把它补充完整的话我们可以说 compared to those people who never or rarely consume coffee。在这里 never 和 rarely 呢是两个并列的成分去进一步修饰说明喝咖啡到底是从来都不喝吗 ?never consume coffee, 还是说偶尔喝喝 ,rarely consume coffee。所以这两个用法大家都可以学会 ,never or rarely。我们一起来把第一句话再捋一下。第一句话是说，在一项涉及近2万名个体的新观察性研究中发现，每天饮用至少四杯咖啡的人，和那些不饮用或者是很少饮用咖啡的人相比呢，早死的风险可以降低 64%。After I've explained the first sentence, now we can come to the conclusion that drinking coffee is not a bad thing. It's actually a great thing. So what else should we know regarding drinking coffee?那么我们接下来就来看第二句话。一旦人们达到45岁呢，风险的降低就更加的显著了。这表明着随着年龄的增长，喝咖啡可能更有益。The reduction in risk was more significant once people reached the age of 45. 那么这里就是这句话的一个主句部分。我们来看一下 once 这个词。once 在这里等同于 when 或者是 as soon as。一旦人们达到45岁风险降低就更加的显著。这句话主句部分是 reduction。reduction 在这里做的是一个名词我们可能更熟悉的是它的一个动词用法 reduce。表示的意思是减少。而我们这句话呢用的是它的一个名词的形式后面说的是减少是减少什么呢减少风险。reductioning risk。我们在读的时候这里可以有一个连读 reductioning。reductioning。风险的降低呢就更加的显著 was more significant 在这里 significant 是形容词做表语那么在这里如果我们要做形容词替换的话我们可以用 important 或者是 notable N-O-T-A-B-L-E 我们来看后面半句 once people reach the age of 45 一旦人们达到45岁 reach 在这里意思是达到你可以说你的年龄达到了多少reach the age of 你也可以说也可以说身高达到多少 reach the height of 在这里 reach 我们发音的时候注意一下 EA 在这里是长音千万一定要把它发的长一些 reach reach 不要发成了短音 reach 好我们来看后面 suggesting that it may be even more beneficial to consume coffee as we get older这里是 suggesting 这个分词 suggesting 及它后面的从句呢是分词做伴随去进一步说明前面的一旦人们达到了45岁风险降低就更加明显这样的一个新研究发现那么这个发现暗示着什么呢 It may be even more beneficial to consume coffee 在这里我们记住这样的一个用法 be beneficial to 做什么事情是有益的举个例子 exercises are beneficial to our health. 运动对我们的身体是有益的。那么我们在原句当中说的是 be beneficial to consume coffee, 喝咖啡是有益的。有益是在什么条件下发生的呢？ As we get older, 随着年龄的增长。那么重要的知识点给大家讲解完之后呢，我们大概就清楚了这句话表达的意思，就是说当人们达到45岁这个年龄点的时候呢，这个风险降低就更加的明显了。这就表明了当咱们的年龄越来越大的时候，喝咖啡可能对于我们的身体是更有益的一件事儿。So based on the information provided in the first sentence, the reduction in the risk of early death was even more significant once you reach the age of 45 years old, suggesting that as you get older, drinking coffee might be a good thing. 好，那么处理完了前两句，我们来看最后的这一句话。Coffee has also been shown to reduce the risk of many diseases, including type 2 diabetes, liver disease,Alzheimer's and skin cancer too. 这句话意思是说，咖啡呢也被证明可以用来降低很多疾病的风险，包括了二型糖尿病、肝病、阿尔兹海默氏症以及皮肤癌。这个句子当中有一个黄金结构句型，我们一定要学会是什么呢？就是什么事已经被证明可以怎么样 ？Has been shown to do something. 那我们在这句话当中呢，是说。咖啡呢 has been shown to reduce the risk of many diseases. 咖啡呢也被证明可以降低很多疾病的一个风险。我们之前说的是 the risk of early death, 早死。那么在这里是 the risk of many diseases, 很多疾病。那么这些疾病是什么呢？后面 including 补充去说明 type 2 diabetes, 二型糖尿病 liver disease, 肝病 Alzheimer's,阿尔兹海默氏症以及 skin cancer too, 以及皮肤癌。最后的这句话相对比较简单，我们呢掌握这个句型就可以了。除此之外，在这里给大家补充说明一下 Alzheimer's. So the disease of Alzheimer's has gradually been entering our views in the past few years. Alzheimer's disease is a gradual deterioration of brain.People fell into the victims of Alzheimer's disease used to be diagnosed with dementia. 就是说在从前那些得了阿尔兹海默症的人呢通常会被误诊为他们得了老年痴呆症。但现在西方医学呢有一套新的说法就是阿尔兹海默症呢实际上和老年痴呆症还是有一些差异的。
I have a friend and his mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.So the main symptom is that she was gradually losing her memories throughout the age. By the time she reached the age of 80, she basically forgot everything, including her sons and all her family members. So that was a very sad story.
Oh, anyhow, 那我们还是拉回来我们今天的这篇文章啊。今天这篇文章呢非常简单，只有三个句子。那么这三个句子呢主要传递的一个意思呢就是说这个新的研究发现呢人们喝咖啡其实是对身体有好处的。尤其是随着我们年龄的增长呢咖啡的益处会越来越明显。好的那么这个就是今天给大家带来的这则新闻。I hope you like it.
And since it's early morning still, why don't we go out and grab a cup of coffee?
Thank you so much for listening to today's news and see you next time. Bye for now.